Hi, is that Pallavi?
Yes,
hi, Pallavi. This is Anita from Outspark, a career services platform, part of the Times of India group. Is it a good time to connect with you right now?
Yes.
Great. I see you just checked your resume score with us today. Are you looking for a job change right now or just updating your resume?
No, I was looking for a job change.
Got it, Pallavi. You have 10 years of experience, right?
Around 9, yeah.
9 years, perfect. What kind of roles are you targeting?
Actually, I'm working as a QA, so I'm looking
QA
for...
QA roles, understood. That's good to hear. Are you aware of ATS, the applicant tracking system, and how it impacts your resume?
Yes.
Great. As you know, ATS filters resumes before HR sees them. If your resume isn't ATS friendly, it might get rejected early. Does that sound familiar?
Yes.
I see your resume score was 59.4 out of 100. Anything below 80 is poor for ATS. So even if you're qualified, ATS might be rejecting your resume. Are you getting enough relevant interview calls with this resume?
No, but I'm rewriting it.
Are you customizing your resume for every job to match keywords or using one resume for all jobs?
Actually, I'm customizing it.
That might be why you're not getting enough calls. Your resume needs the right keywords to pass ATS. Does that make sense? Hey, are you still there?
Yes. Tell me.
Your CV should act like a magnet, highlighting skills and achievements for the role you want. Without industry keywords, recruiters won't see you even if you're perfect. Do you agree?
Yes.
So Pallavi, your resume might be missing keywords and your job search method might not be the best. Can I explain how to fix this?
Okay.
There are two job markets, open with regular postings and closed with senior roles not open to all. Were you aware of this?
No.
Most hiring at your level is done by consultants using ATS or keyword matching. That's why your resume must be ATS friendly with the right keywords. Makes sense?
Yes.
Would you like to know how Outspark helped over 2 lakh people, including CEOs and VPs, get more recruiter calls from companies like Amazon and Uber?
If it is not paid, then tell me in detail. Otherwise,
it's a paid service?
No, but I don't
need a paid
service.
I get it, but think about this. Applying to just one job won't cut it, right? Plus,